Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. President Trump and his Democratic rival Joe Biden squared off in their first debate of the 2020 election. NPR's Tamara Keith reports the matchup in Cleveland last night was full of insults, interruptions, and shouting from start to finish.
Biden said the U.S. has a disproportionately high death toll from the coronavirus because of President Trump's handling of the pandemic. Trump shot back that even more people would have died if Biden had been president. And so it went. On the topic of masks, President Trump mocked Biden for wearing a mask so frequently. Biden, citing the CDC director, said more universal mask wearing would save lives.
If everybody wore a mask and social distance between now and January, we'd probably save up to 100,000 lives. It matters.
And they've also said the opposite.
No serious person said the opposite.
Since April, the scientific consensus has been that wearing masks reduces the spread of COVID. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Cleveland.
A majority of households with children in the United States are facing serious financial problems during the coronavirus pandemic. That's according to a new poll by NPR, Harvard University, and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. As NPR's Ritu Chatterjee reports, parents facing financial pressures are struggling to take care of their kids.
The NPR poll found that 60% of households with children have lost jobs, businesses, or have had their wages or hours reduced during the pandemic. As a result, they are facing serious financial problems. That's putting an enormous amount of stress on parents, says psychologist Anna Johnson of Georgetown University, who wasn't involved in the poll.
The parents are stressed. They're short-tempered. Irritable, frustrated.
When parents are stressed, she says, it trickles down to their kids. The NPR poll found that 60% of parents are having trouble caring for their children, and 35% say they're struggling to support their kids adjust to major life changes. All this, Johnson says, could leave a lasting impact on children's mental health and education. Ritu Chatterjee, NPR News.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says public health officials are closely monitoring fresh outbreaks of the coronavirus in certain parts of New York City. Cuomo says virus hotspots in Brooklyn, Orange, and Rockland counties are threatening to evolve into more widespread transmission.
These are embers that are starting to catch fire in dry grass. Send all the firefighting equipment and personnel to those embers. And stamp out the embers right away.
The governor also vowed to shut down schools if cases start to increase. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. An investigation is underway after a young boy died from a brain-eating amoeba that was discovered in a water fountain near Houston, Texas. Florian Martin of Houston Public Media reports.
Officials found water samples that contained the deadly microbe at several water outlets in the small city of Lake Jackson. Residents are being asked to boil their water for the next 2 to 3 weeks. After that, the water system will be thoroughly disinfected, which could take an additional 2 months. John Hellerstedt is the commissioner of the Texas Department of State Health Services.
This is a tragedy. It's a rare tragedy, but now we have the opportunity to look in depth at the water systems here and elsewhere.
While the amoeba, Naegleria fowleri, is present in areas of standing water throughout the United States, very few people contract it. Officials are investigating how it entered the public water system. For NPR News, I'm Florian Martin in Houston.
Singer Helen Reddy, best known for her 1972 hit I Am Woman, has died. The Australian-born singer had several hits, including Jesus Christ Superstar, Angie Baby, and Delta Dawn. Throughout her career, Reddy won a Grammy for Best Female Pop Performance in 1973 and an American Music Award for Favorite Female Artist in 1974. Reddy died in Los Angeles at the age of 78. Stocks across Asia traded mixed today. Shares in Hong Kong closed higher, while stocks in Tokyo fell. On Wall Street, Dow futures are trading lower. This is NPR News in Washington.